This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 19th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant as evening sets in. In Tel Aviv, a mild breeze accompanies clear skies. Jerusalem enjoys similar conditions, while Haifa experiences a calm and warm night, perfect for a stroll or an evening out. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, 2 hours ago, Israel and Hezbollah have renewed a ceasefire after recent clashes. The IDF will maintain its presence in southern Lebanon. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports, earlier today the IDF hit 80 Hezbollah targets, killing dozens, following ceasefire breaches. Also this hour, Axios reports that the U.S. claims the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is back on. Continued hostilities have delayed U.S.-Iran discussions. Separately, The Forward highlights a political shift. Gadi Eisenkot emerges as a potential challenger to Netanyahu, raising questions about Israel's political future. And finally, from I-24 News, Netanyahu has decided against naming conservative columnist Caroline Glick as the New York envoy. Here's what people are saying online. I-24N, EWS English, posting just minutes ago, noted that U.S. intelligence warns domestic pressure on Netanyahu could hinder Lebanon operations and affect the U.S.-Iran agreement. Nadav Eyal, a prominent Israeli journalist, expressed concerns about internal societal damage from political tensions, suggesting potential violence before elections. Noga Tarnopolsky, an international correspondent, highlighted U.S. fears that Israel might disrupt the Iran peace deal amid Netanyahu's pressure to maintain a military stance in Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the renewed ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, reported by the Times of Israel. The truce was brokered by the U.S. and Qatar through Tehran, acknowledging Iran's sway over Hezbollah. This agreement follows Iran's influence as Beirut struggles to control the group. The ceasefire aims to stabilize a volatile region, but tensions remain high. Turning to the IDF's recent actions, detailed by the Jerusalem Post, the IDF launched strikes on 80 Hezbollah sites after the group violated the ceasefire, resulting in several Israeli casualties. This strike comes hours after the ceasefire renewal, underscoring the fragility of the situation. The operation's impact could escalate regional tensions further. Meanwhile, Axios reports the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire's reinstatement. This development has delayed U.S.-Iran talks, reflecting the complex interplay between regional conflicts and international diplomacy. The postponement suggests ongoing regional instability affecting broader geopolitical agendas. On the political front, The Forward discusses Gadi Eisenkot's potential challenge to Netanyahu. Eisenkot, known for his military leadership, presents a fresh alternative amid political shifts. His emergence could reshape Israeli politics, affecting both domestic and foreign policy directions. Lastly, I-24 News brings attention to Netanyahu's decision to drop Caroline Glick from the New York envoy consideration. This move signals a strategic shift in diplomatic appointments, possibly reflecting broader international relations priorities. On the economic front. First, from CTEC, Landa Labs has evaded insolvency after securing a late deal with a creditor. The situation resolved swiftly, closing the case in under a day. This highlights the volatile nature of business negotiations. Separately, Globes reports Bank Leumi is gifting NIS 700 to some clients. Customers received unexpected notifications of this deposit, indicating a broader customer relations strategy by the bank. And finally, Ynet Business raises questions about Tesla's safety claims in EU filings. Allegations suggest Tesla may have misrepresented its autonomous systems, sparking regulatory scrutiny. This could impact Tesla's market position and consumer trust in the region. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.